I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Hamas militants on Thursday handed over the bodies of four hostages taken into Gaza during their October 7, 2023 attack. Ahead of the handover, Hamas and members of other armed Palestinian groups displayed four black coffins on a stage erected on the sandy patch of ground. A banner behind them depicted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a bloodstained vampire. Netanyahu spoke in a video message following the release. Our hearts are broken, but our spirits are not broken. And with this spirit, we will return all our hostages, destroy the murderers, eliminate Hamas, and together, with God's help, we will secure our future. Each casket bore a small photo of the deceased. White mock-up missiles nearby carried the message, quote, "They were killed by USA bombs," unquote, a reference to Israel's top military supplier. This is the first release of dead hostages under a fragile ceasefire that has so far seen only living captives exchanged for Palestinians held in Israeli prisons. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday met the U.S. envoy for the war in Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, but their planned joint news conference was canceled at the request of the United States. The meeting follows recent heated exchanges between Zelensky and President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Naeon Kim has more.
In his nightly video address, Zelensky called for constructive talks with the U.S. It follows comments by Trump, who called the Ukrainian leader a dictator and accused the country of misusing American aid and going into a war that never had to start. In a separate briefing, Zelensky said Trump was falling into a Russian disinformation trap. I'm Naeon Kim.
Trump is seeking to reestablish ties with Russia and also invest in Ukraine's resources of minerals critical to the energy transition. Ukraine rejected an initial U.S. plan as it did not include security guarantees. There's been no immediate word from either side on the outcome of the talks between Zelensky and Kellogg. This is VOA News. South Korea's embattled president sought to defend his martial law decree during two separate court appearances Thursday. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Driven across Seoul in prison transport vehicles, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol appeared in two different courts contesting his arrest on rebellion charges and one in pleading to preserve his presidency in the other, both related to his brief imposition of martial law in December. Security was heightened at the Seoul Central District Court as Yoon arrived for a preliminary hearing that involved discussions of witnesses and other preparations for his criminal trial. The court was also reviewing requests by Yoon's lawyers to cancel his arrest and release him. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A 16-year-old boy killed two women in a knife attack in a shop in the Czech Republic on Thursday morning. Police said the motive was unclear. The teenager, a Czech national, was arrested minutes after the attack in a shopping area on the outskirts of Hradec Králové, around 100 kilometers east of Prague. Adela Pataxkova is concerned about safety. I think you're not safe anywhere given what's going on around us. Prime Minister Petra Fiala expressed condolences to the families of the victims, calling the murderers, quote, an incomprehensible, horrendous act. The U.S. Senate is set to vote on whether to confirm Kash Patel as FBI director. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Patel is a Donald Trump loyalist who has fiercely criticized the agency he is nominated to lead. During his confirmation hearing, Patel says he has been taken out of context.
There will be no politicization at the FBI. There will be no retributive actions taken by any FBI should I be confirmed as the FBI director.
In various podcasts, Patel referred to law enforcement officials who investigated Trump as criminal gangsters, called some January 6th rioters political prisoners, and pledged to come after anti-Trump conspirators in the government and media. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy has a message for Republicans.
If you vote for Kash Patel more than any other confirmation vote you make, you will come to regret this one to your grave.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Somalia said on Thursday its army and allied clan militias have fought off coordinated raids on villages by the Islamist al-Shabaab armed group in the country's south, killing more than 130 attackers. According to two local residents and a defense ministry spokesperson, al-Shabaab attacked four villages in the Middle Shabelle region with vehicles laden with explosives on Thursday morning and briefly captured two of them before being repulsed in heavy fighting. The al-Qaeda-linked militant group has conducted a bloody insurgency in southern and central Somalia since 2007, killing thousands of people in a campaign that has been marked by deadly bombings in the capital, Mogadishu. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.